You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to a very fun episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Episode 786. I got a little carried away there. Really glad you're with us.
He did get carried away there. And today's show is all about what do we use when we're on the road? What are the products that are necessary to keep the drone life rolling? Or should I call it flying? Either way, today's really exciting because if you love buying new stuff like me, well, you're going to have tons of options after this show. I will say this entire list is linked below. It's actually on my personal blog, takenflight.com. That's T-A-I-T-K-E-N flight.com. And if you click Live in the Drone Life blog, you'll see that this is called The Guide to the Ultimate Drone Kit and Everything I Use as a Drone Pilot. It's also linked in the description below.
Yes, it is. We'll have links there for you.
Definitely. Special thanks to our sponsors of this podcast, which have got to be all the people that have ever really given us gear and helped out Drone You. So let's get this list started. First of all, very special thank you to Go Professional Cases because they are the family and fabric of this industry. Absolutely love them with the bottom of my heart. And they create amazing products. If you go to goprofessionalcases.com and use discount code DRONEU15 to get a case, special thanks to Energen. If you go to shop.myenergen.com and use discount code DRONEU840, DRONEU P40, or DRONEU M10 for those units, essentially, you can get a discount code on any of those. Also, Colorado Drone Chargers, if you need a charger, you've heard me talk about it before, charges all your batteries at one time. It's not chronological or sequential. Anyway, you can use discount code DRONEU8 for that. A special thanks to our friends at Polar Pro. I love those filters for the drone, the only ones I use. Not a big fan of the Tiffin or the other ones. I just love Polar Pro. They make it easy. Also, a special thank you. Gosh, what am I forgetting? A special thank you to Sunbum, not because you sponsor us, but because you have the best sunscreen ever that has officially protected me from getting cancer. That is actually now a fact, as of my last cancer screening. Who else should I say special thank you to? Special thank you to, oh man, there's so many people out there. Unique, special thanks to 3DR, even though you don't exist anymore. Special thanks.
Splash Drone.
Special thanks to Urban Drones Splash Drone.
Mm-hmm.
Special thanks to Hoodman. Special thanks to RMUS. Special thanks to Multicopter Warehouse. And special thanks to Sony and SanDisk and Otherworld Computing or OWC.com. Those are all the people that have really helped us out. So thank you very much. Now, let's play the question so we can get to the fun stuff.
Let's do that. But before we do, I want to remind you to check out the DroneU flyin.com. If you've not attended this, you're going to want to. And it's coming up here in about 105 days. And we'd love to see you there. Only 100 spots. And the early bird pricing ends May 15th. So get in, check it out, get that early bird pricing, and come have a great time at a conference where you fly and you fly a lot.
Yes, please do.
Hi guys, at Drone You. My name is Justin. I'm recently Part 107 certified, thanks to you guys, and big thanks to the Drone You community for all your help. My question today is, when traveling and on the go, living the drone life, what are the bare necessities to take with you to stay on top of your drone business?
That's a great question, and number one, thank you for getting that question in. That's pretty sweet.
Bare necessity,
bare
number one.
Bare necessities, the new Lincoln Navigator.
Step one, EcoBoost.
That's right.
Just kidding.
In all seriousness, thank you for the question. Thank you for all your questions, and if you have one, go to askdroneu.com. So you do a lot of traveling, Paul, and it's almost always for some drone you or drone business-related purpose.
True. Well, last week I was in San Diego, and then Las Vegas, and this week Phoenix, and the week after that, Baltimore. Week after that here, and then Hawaii after that. So Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's within 45, 60 days.
Yeah, it's crazy. Actually, all that is within 32 days.
Wow. There you go. All right, so speaking from experience,
I'm on the road a lot. As a drone operator, I would recommend you be on the road rather than in an airplane for multiple reasons, including tax savings, ability to take care of business whenever you are, wherever you are, not being treated like a cow, and simply having more flexibility to take more gear with you.
A lot of time to listen to podcasts and grow as a person.
So if you heard the book, The Compound Effect, with Darren Hardy, who's the owner of Success Magazine, one of the things he talks about is your education versus entertainment proportion. And Rob brings up a great point with, it's a great time to listen to podcasts and books. My time driving is exactly that, is a great time to be by myself and to listen and learn. And it has made my educational versus entertainment proportion very good.
Or even if you're driving with somebody, it's a great time to dig into the business or just have deep conversations. It's actually high quality time driving together. So
definitely, it is a high quality time. Now, that being said, I'm going to give you the guide on what I use based on the fact that I drive places, because I do fly places as well. I typically bring my I2 case with me. I typically bring my Phantom backpack from GPC as a carry-on with all my batteries for my Phantom and my Inspire 2 in that. And then I have my camera backpack, and I typically have one very, very large suitcase that I can fit tripods in. I can fit projectors in. You've seen me take that before. Mm-hmm. You know what? I forgot to bring the projector. I got to go get that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyway, side note here.
Squirrel.
you know, that's typically what I do. I love GPC's cases for that, especially the Phantom backpack and the Inspire 2 case. But when I drive, there's actually a lot of stuff that is in my car, and every single thing that I use is on the blog, takenflight.com/livingthedronelifeblog, because there's just so much. And there's a couple things that really help me, you know, keep business moving, and it comes down to power and communications on my vehicle. So for a very long time, I drove a Ford Escape, 2008 Ford Escape. Before that, I was a big Land Rover junkie. I had three Land Rovers, the Bumblebee, Stonewall number one, and the Range, and
these names that you gave them?
Yes.
Okay, just clarifying.
Actually, the Bumblebee was the lacrosse team's name for my car.
Awesome.
So.
All right. Obviously, it was yellow and black.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I figured that out. Anyway, now I drive a vehicle that's off-road capable, so I'm very focused when I buy things on practicality. I used to be all about like show and practicality. Now I just don't give a crap about show. It's just all about practicality. So the Expedition for me is awesome. I love it. It's got EcoBoost, so it's a lot of fun to drive. I'm getting great gas mileage on the road. I can put all my gear in there, and I can take it anywhere. I normally would have bought a transit van or something along those lines. In fact, Rob heard me talk about it for a long time, but he can't take them off-road, and they have a top speed of 85. And for my lead foot, that's not fast enough.
I think we might want to get one of these vans, if you put it that way.
Making the sale for a van at Drone U.
That's right.
But going back, power and communications are the biggest thing. So when you are on the road for mobile communications, you need some sort of inverter for your vehicle. I would recommend something along the lines of 500 to 800 watts or more, just because that way you could run a quad charger on the inverter. The key thing for your inverter is that it is a pure sine wave inverter. If you do not buy a pure sine wave inverter, you will ultimately ruin the battery and the electrical system and your alternator. And I finally figured out why I was going through alternators every year in the Land Rover, Rob. And it was because of pure sine wave inverters. So, or the lack of not having a pure sine wave inverter. So I've got one pure sine wave inverter on there. I also have what's called a light bar inside of my grill. It's for emergency strobing. If I'm ever on the side of a road, I need to fly to a property. I have the strobes on there to meet OSHA standards for being on the side of the road. They strobe white and yellow. I don't play the games of red and yellow or red and blue or blue and yellow because I'm not trying to impersonate a police officer. It's not my
goal.
That's good. Although sometimes I don't even have to turn on the light for that to happen. So the only time I actually turned on the light for hazards, because I've only used the light twice for hazards, people pulled over both times and it was strobing yellow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, they're good people.
That's right.
Anyway, I do also use the light, though, to light subjects at night. So a lot of people think, why do you have a stupid light bar? Because it actually helps light things.
Of course, people can't even see the light bar unless they're looking for it.
This is true. Yeah. So it is a 120-watt light bar. It strobes. And I installed it in my vehicle. So I talked about power, talked about lighting. The next thing that I have in there is called a WeBoost Drive 4G a signal booster. Again, this is on my guide. There are links to it below. This is the best thing that I could have ever done for my vehicle because it's essentially a 30-watt gain. So if I have a poor cell phone signal, as long as I turn this on, it takes like 30 minutes for my cell phone to actually connect to it. And then I've got a huge boost in signal. And this has taken dead zones from 20 from here to Phoenix down to maybe 2.
Wow.
So it's a significant way to stay communicated, stay in communication. I absolutely love it. It's the best $500 or $600 I've ever spent. Ever. Wow. And the cool thing is it's on a button. So if I don't want to be connected, I just turn the button off.
Cool. I didn't realize they were that much, but they're according to you, expensive. It's well worth it.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive. So
cool.
In fact, if I go to it, $379.99, they've gone down in price.
Nice.
So, but they do have more expensive ones.
That are just more powerful, probably.
More powerful, yeah. The reason I like mine and the one that I've linked, though, is that it works for all bands. So if you have, say, a T-Mobile phone or a Verizon phone, both of the signals will be boosted off of that one transceiver, I guess you would call it.
Cool.
So that's really, really important. And I love it. Now let's keep going. So the other thing that I have in my car too is, and this is not on the list, this is just added bonus, it's called SyncUp, powered by Mohio. So I got that wrong. And this is a little $10 a month T-Mobile thing that plugs into my, I think it's called the UDB2 or whatever, that plugs into the diagnostic
that all cars have now,
port. Yeah. And what it does is it tells me when my car has been turned on, if it's been disturbed, if the alarm has gone off. It also tells me the codes that it pulls. So if you have a check engine light and you're one of those people where you just take it to the dealer right away, you're wasting gargantuan amounts of money. This little thing will not only track your car so in case it gets stolen, but will also tell you when you pull codes. So if you're like, oh, I pulled P051B, which is a code I pull daily, that's a pressure crankcase sensor for turbos. Anyway, long story short, I know it's not an important code. So if my dash becomes illuminated with that code, I know if it's that code, it'll turn off in a day. So having that information is really, really, really powerful. In addition, I've got a full toolbox in my car at all times. I just filled it with a Harbor Freight toolkit. It was like $45, and I've got 120 tools, and I haven't really needed anything else from that. So the toolkit always got some sunscreen in there. The other things I have in there are like newer reflectors, obviously microphones. I've got extra books, cord organizers, flashes, lens cloths, charging batteries, all kinds of tripods. I talk about all the cameras that I have. I mean, the cameras I'm really using right now are the Sony RX100 Mark V for the super slow-mo. I'm still using my 6300, which I absolutely love. And I'm still using an Osmo and an Inspire and a Phantom. I mean, that is my go-to kit. In addition, I've talked about having paracord bracelets and why those are important. Talk about having crystal sky monitors for extra DPs. Talk about ND filters for the different cameras. Talk about range extenders. Talk about what's in my backpack. Gosh, I could just talk about this all day long, and I'm not sure that people really want to hear about it.
Well, they can sure go read about it.
But they sure can, yeah. So check out the list. Just go to my website. There is a link below. If the link is not there, it's takenflight.com/liveinthedronelifeblog. Again, that's TAITKEN flight.com, live in the drone life blog. And everything that I use is tagged there. So it'll pull up an Amazon link and you can purchase it directly from Amazon. So it is all there.
So let me ask you this. He asked about bare necessities, and you gave a great detailed rundown of what you use when you're on the road driving.
Mm-hmm.
What if you were, I don't know, going on a 6-month trip where you're flying everywhere you're going and you want to limit the amount of equipment that you're carrying, what would you take with you? What would you consider the bare necessities in that situation?
I mean, I think you're actually talking about like an hour thought process over like a beer kind of thing, because it also depends on the deliverables too, you know?
Let's call it resorts.
Okay, so interactive maps. So I got to take a Pinono with me. Got to take a Phantom with me.
Okay.
So no Inspire. So I take a Phantom, Pinono, RX 100 Mark V, Slider.
Slider, really?
Mm-hmm.
You'd fit that in somehow.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Because those are pretty bulky.
They are pretty bulky, but they are so worth it.
Cool. All right.
Osmo, my 6300, and that would be the end of the cameras. So RX 100 Mark V, 6300, Osmo, Phantom, that's it.
Any kind of like smaller tool set in your backpack?
Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention that actually.
That kind of thing.
Thanks for talking about that. I use an iFixit toolkit that works on every drone and camera I've ever had. iFixit toolkit literally has hundreds of little drill bits or I forget what they're called. How do I say this? It is just by far like the very best toolkit to have for drones. Let's see, grip gear kit. No, grip gear is great for cheapo sliders. Press pass to save on luggage if you're flying would definitely have one of those.
Obviously, a nice SD card holder and extra mm-hmm. cards and extra props and extra batteries. Those are all bare necessities, I would think.
True. There it is, the iFixit Pro Tech Toolkit. And this literally has everything that you would need to take apart a phone, a drone, a laptop, or a camera. Like, it literally has everything.
Very cool. And it's quite compact.
$64.99. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know how you would compare it. It's like an iPad case with a keyboard. That's kind of the size of it. That's an iPad mini. You know what, Rob? I think we've droned on long enough, though. If you guys have any questions, you know, go ahead and ask us a question. AskDroneU.com. Leave us a little love in the comment section below if you're listening on YouTube. And again, thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. That's gonna do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.